Wisconsin Health News hosted the panel, focusing in part on current legislation to create grants for local governments and landowners to address PFAS pollution. The GOP bill has seen pushback from environmental groups and some Democrats because it limits the state's authority to address the chemicals. Town of Campbell Supervisor Lee Donahue said during the panel discussion that communities like hers can't afford to wait.
There is a legal part of this, and then there's the part that we live day to day, which is we are trying to stop the PFAS contamination at the source.
Donahue says taxpayers, not polluters, are currently bearing the costs and negative health effects from forever chemicals. She says communities need both state and federal action to find solutions and stop further contamination. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.